From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba adopts a wait-and-see attitude to President Clinton. Jamaica's retention of the death penalty comes under fire from a senior British opposition MP. And American entertainment giants Time Warner get involved in a plan to distribute Trinidad and Tobago's carnival abroad. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cuba has adopted a cautious wait-and-see attitude to the new Clinton administration. The new US leader is caught between those in his party who advocate warmer relations with Cuba and those who want Fidel Castro removed. Lionel Martin spoke to Cuba's foreign minister, Ricardo Alarcón, and filed this report on the attitude of Havana to the new team in Washington.
Here in Cuba, the lavish U.S. presidential inauguration festivities were almost ignored, except for brief mentions in the news media. The current sugar harvest and the fact that Cuba's infant mortality rate was half that of Washington, D.C.'s in 1992 were given much greater importance. I asked the cigar-smoking Cuban foreign minister what he expects of President Clinton's administration.
I don't want to anticipate their actions, their possible attitude, because they are it's a newly born child. It's just a few days old, and I think it will be unfair to try to prejudge their projection.
This week, the new U.S. Secretary of State, Warren Christopher, said that he cannot foresee an improvement in U.S.-Cuban relations as long as Fidel Castro is in power. I asked the Cuban foreign minister for a comment.
I would answer to that I cannot see any improvement or any possibility of improvement of relations as long as in Washington prevails a policy that does not respect our independence. The only thing that is needed is for the U.S. to respect international law. In other words, to deal with Cuba as an independent state, to deal with us on an equal footing, to treat us as we are, a sovereign, independent nation.
I asked Ricardo Alarcón if an end to the 30-year-old economic embargo on trade with Cuba by Washington would be a condition for improving relations.
If you deal with us on an equal basis, you respect our independence and our sovereignty, you cannot pretend to impose an economic blockade. They may feel free not to trade with us. That's another problem. But they have no right whatsoever to impose against us sanctions, trying to obligate others to abide by their policies against us and so on.
Are you ready to go another 4 years with Clinton?
Even eight, he may succeed in being reelected.
Cuba's foreign minister, Ricardo Alarcón. The minister also had something to say about Haiti and hemispheric attempts to achieve a solution to the crisis there.
What should be done is to help the restoration of President Aristide in Port-au-Prince. There were many commitments at the OAS, at the UN, more than a year ago, as you know. But they have not been fulfilled. And everybody knows that oil ships arrive frequently in Haiti, the embargo is clearly violated. And I wonder how it is possible to hunt small boats in the Caribbean and not to find big oil tankers landing in Port-au-Prince at the convenience of the military regime.
Ricardo Alarcón. America's Jesse Jackson says the Clinton administration must move quickly to restore democracy in Haiti. Reverend Jackson said that if nothing happens soon, Haitians will begin to cast themselves into the sea en masse. He also criticized President Clinton's decision to use a naval blockade to stop an expected flood of refugees from Haiti. Meanwhile, in Port-au-Prince, former mayor Evans Paul warned that United Nations envoy Dante Caputo, who has been trying to negotiate a settlement, might be pushing too hard. Puerto Rico's new government will maintain its links with the rest of the Caribbean. According to Baltasar Corrada del Rio, Secretary of State for Puerto Rico's Overseas Caribbean Development Program, moves towards becoming a U.S. state won't mean severing links with the rest of the Caribbean. Earlier today, I asked Mr. Carrada about Puerto Rico's ties with its Caribbean neighbors.
Puerto Rico is right in the middle of the Caribbean. This is our geopolitical and geographic presence, and we want very much to continue to improve trade between Puerto Rico and all the islands of the Caribbean, as well as the Caribbean basin countries. And naturally, we are very much interested in continuing and honoring a commitment that was made by Puerto Rico to the Congress of the United States in 1986 that would promote the investment of economic development projects in the Caribbean from so-called Section 936 funds, which would finance economic development projects for the creation of jobs in the Caribbean basin countries.
Given that Puerto Rico has a long history of ties with the region, and given your government's pro-statehood stance, how high on your list of priorities is the region?